Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a rainy but beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of September 19th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I am back from my trip to Mexico City just in time for a big week. This week, we have the full harvest moon on Monday, and then the fall equinox and Libra season starting on Wednesday. And all of this is leading up to a Mercury retrograde next week on the 27th. So let's break all of this down, starting with the full harvest moon. So the harvest moon is the full moon that occurs closest to the fall equinox. And traditionally, it's the start of harvest season, and it lights up the sky so that it helps farmers like get their harvests in for the year because they have a little bit more light. So harvest moons are considered a particularly lucky full moon, and its spiritual meaning is all about balance and abundance. It's a time to honor and appreciate your home and your life. It's a time for reflection and gratitude. So full moons always symbolize a time of endings, but this is really felt more deeply now because we're changing seasons. And we're beginning to turn inward. This is a time of balance, just as it is for the natural world around us, where we have the balance of the light and the dark on equinox. So we feel the coming of the darkness, and we're being pulled toward our spiritual side. So that makes this a wonderful time to realign with your soul and yourself, to get back into alignment. And this moon helps us to settle into a much slower pace and a slower rhythm. And it also shines so bright. It's shining a bright light on everything in our life. The things that you have been avoiding are going to be lit up, and you won't be able to ignore them any longer. So as you can imagine, this may bring up some emotions related to the things that you have been ignoring. But because of the full moon, it's in the sign of Pisces. It brings this calming, soothing water energy. And the way to help balance your emotions and balance yourself right now has to do with water. So soaking in the tub, a hot tub, a float tank, hot springs, even taking a long shower help balance you right now. Just get yourself into some water. And of course, increasing the amount of water you drink will help right now too. And then the fall equinox is on Wednesday, about 12:20 on the West Coast. So indigenous cultures recognize the significant importance of really four times of the year. And those would be the winter solstice, the spring equinox, the summer solstice, and then the autumn equinox where we are now. And all of these times are really important stages of your inner spiritual journey. And this is just your spiritual cycle that everybody takes within themselves. So spiritually speaking, because fall represents the harvest time of year, this is a time to acknowledge your growth and expansion. It's our lives kind of go through these cycles of growth and then harvest and then death and rebirth, just as we see in nature. And right now is harvest time. So this is a time that we want to honor all that we have harvested or everything that we have in our life. And shift our consciousness from one of lack to one of prosperity and gratitude. So just doing a small, simple ritual or ceremony on the equinox can really help shift to abundance and gratitude vibes. And it can be something as simple as just lighting a candle and appreciating what you have on the equinox. Or you could go big. You could go, you know, get naked and dance under the full harvest moon with some drums. Anything, do something to honor your abundant life on the equinox. You have to remember that you don't get more until you appreciate what you currently have. So the spiritual significance of the equinox is the time of year when we activate like this new cycle of growth. as we become silent and we rest, we're allowing space. Right now we have a little bit more space for a bigger version of our life to emerge. So Wednesday is also the start of Libra season, and Libra is obsessed with symmetry and equilibrium and balance in all areas of your life. Here we're coming back to balance again. So Libra is ruled by Venus, which is the planet that governs love and beauty and money and art. And Libra's desire for balance isn't only about fairness, but more broadly about harmony and beauty. So this might manifest as you wanting to upgrade your personal appearance, maybe get a new hairdo, get a new wardrobe, tidy up your home, some new pillows, some new blankets for fall. It also might manifest as a drive to create and make some art or anything and to add beauty to the world. So Libra offers this surprising kind of magic where seemingly impossible problems become solvable. So really great timing for this because we have that harvest moon shining that big light on stuff that we have been avoiding looking at in our lives. But then we have Libra coming along saying, hey, no big deal. I got this. We can fix this problem. And it's just such lovely, lovely energy. I mean, love, beauty, money, art, balance. God, sign me up. This sounds fabulous. And once again, it's perfect timing because Libra season and the equinox are both about balance. So this is the time to do some soul searching and to see where you are out of balance. Are you working too much or maybe not enough, as in my case? Are your emotions balanced? Is your diet balanced? This week brings us the energy to get back into balance without as much effort as other times. So this podcast is about using the energy of the moment to make your life easier and your life happier. So right now we have this opportunity to get into alignment, to feel good again, finally. And it's easy. Right now it's really easy. We're just going to identify what we want to change and make the decision to change. And so it is. No biggie. We're just going to change. So with this lovely Libra energy, the opportunity to get back into alignment with the equinox and then the powerful new full harvest moon shines this light on our spiritual growth, making this a fabulous time to get ready for the next part of your life. Okay, so to recap, this is a great time to take a bath or soak or long showers. All of that will help your emotions stay balanced. And then do anything balance related, like yoga balance poses, like maybe tree pose. Even standing on one foot when you're brushing your teeth or washing dishes. And then just balance any TV binging with a break. So you watch an episode and then do 15 minutes of house cleaning. Once again, you get the idea. It's about balance in your life and then literal balance. Anytime that you can melt those two things together, it just supports you more energetically. So yesterday I recorded a podcast with the astrologer Deborah Norton, and it's about the fall equinox and then what to expect this fall. So we have a Mercury retrograde next week and then a couple of eclipses happening later this fall. And I will post that podcast tomorrow. And then the next day I'll post a podcast with the lovely Erin Vandekooy when we're talking about elimination diets and how to identify foods that your body really doesn't react to well. Yeah, that's a lot of podcasts. It's a lot of podcasts because I'm balancing my work now. I have not worked that much in the past couple of years, and now I'm ready to balance that out with diving back into work. And of course, perfect timing because my annual half price sale is on now. Everything is 50% off. Single appointments, gift certificates, mentoring, mini mentoring, 28 days of making money, all of it right now is on sale, 50% off. So this is the time to stock up if you're a regular customer, or if you haven't come to see me yet, give me a try. It's half price. How can you go wrong? But the best deals right now are the mini mentoring packages. you can purchase a five-hour package for only $325. So you can break down the 5 hours any way you want, but many clients use them for 30-minute sessions. So you get 10 30-minute sessions, and that breaks out to only $32.50 each. That is a fucking great deal. Also, monthly mentoring is a good deal right now, and you don't have to start it immediately. You can buy a month of mentoring, which includes unlimited appointments, and you can start it when you want. Maybe you want to wait till the first of the year to start, or after you get back from an upcoming vacation. But buying it now gives you the opportunity to save money and then start when you want to. So that's only $750 for a month, or $2,020 for 3 months. And this is a perfect way to jumpstart your life or your business. And you can find all the details on abundology.com. There's no code needed. I just wanted to keep it really simple. And with all of that, have a fabulous week. I love the energy this week. I love this Libra season coming up. I love the full harvest moon that allows us to pause and reflect about how much we really do have in our life, how much we have harvested, how much we have changed this year. It's just a really good time. I like it. So thank you for listening. Go take a long bath, and I will talk to you next week.